This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy. Radiation.
Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, everybody, take a shot of silver real quick, because Ty Bollinger's not in an airport, but he's in a vehicle, in a car of some kind, moving down the highway, and I think that counts for the silver hydrosol drinking game come up by Steve Feld. Ty Bollinger, you being safe on the highway?
Being safe. I'll give you all a chance to do a shot, and then we can reconvene, okay? 1,001, 1,002. Okay, cool. You should have had time to do the shot now.
I just barely had time to pour it. I'm still pouring it. Here we go. I'm shaking a shot now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that does qualify. So, yeah, not in an airport, but actually in a car. Driving up with the family right now, going up to Pittsburgh for a few days. So, good to join you while we're on the road, brother.
Oh, man, it's good to be with your family. Even if I'm not right there with you, I feel you, I love you, and I appreciate you. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. We'll see where we go with this. But as far as the time away from home that you've got, are you getting a little bit relaxy time? Because the kind of schedule you've been on this year has been insane.
You know what? Yeah, I've been getting a little bit more rest the last few days. Haven't taken a ton of time off, but it's definitely been a more manageable schedule than we had, you know, before we launched the Truth About Pet Cancer and then before the live event. So it's starting to get pretty, it's back to normal again. So that's good. It needed a little bit of rest.
Nice. And I planted some strawberries yesterday thinking about you guys, because I remember when you moved into that place where you are, that you had this raised bed garden, and you said you kept getting gorgeous strawberries, and I hadn't done strawberries yet. So in honor of the longer growing season we have here, I just planted them, and they're already flowering.
I was going to say, that is bizarre that in Florida you can plant strawberries in the middle of November. So, good. I hope you get a bunch.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And I will send you pictures the moment I have some I can pick and eat, or hopefully you can come down and enjoy them with me.
You eat a whole gaggle of strawberries.
That's right. You know what? I think there are things called antioxidants in them. There are the fibers in them that can help bind heavy metals and mercury if you happen to have that coming into your system. So there's a lot of good stuff in strawberries. And, of course, what won't be on our strawberries are any fumigants or GMOs or pesticides.
Yeah, yeah. Strawberries help that immune system. I heard you talking in the first hour about the immune system. And definitely a nutritional powerhouse. But, you know, if you decide that you want to just eat junk food and crap, you can always just take your vaccine to help that immune system, right?
Yeah, isn't that just, you know, the height of ridiculosity that we as a human species have descended so far away from nature that we perceive an injection can actually protect us from something that we may or may not encounter, and that actually might be to our benefit to encounter naturally and allow our immune system to develop to prevent future chronic diseases, immune degradation to the point of the big C, which you've written about extensively and done so many docu-series on, cancer.
Yeah, you know, it's bizarre, isn't it? I mean, you have diseases like AIDS, right, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Now, whether there's a direct correlation with the being HIV positive and AIDS, that's another conversation altogether. But everyone knows that having immune deficiencies is a bad thing. People die from AIDS. Their immune system is deficient, and they die. Again, the cause of that can be debated, but we know that's a bad thing. So why are medicines, you know, I use that term loosely, the modern medicines, why are they full of chemicals that destroy the immune system if that's an attempt to help you get well? It's a complete oxymoron.
Yeah, it just it's a descent away from intelligence, quite honestly. And we've argued, and I think there are scientific studies that validate this, the increased intake of heavy metals. Of course, it's known that lead alone can reduce IQ. But we add to the mix fluoride in the water, mercury in the injectables or in your teeth, add a number of other heavy metals that are coming in through various sources and depleting your minerals or displacing them. And it's no wonder that we can be duped to believe that an injection of toxic poisons is somehow beneficial to us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly one of the reasons that people are sick is vaccines. There's no doubt. We saw that without a doubt in the truth about vaccines, that the vaccines are leading to diseases. I feel like vaccines are certainly one of the reasons why IQs are going lower. That, you know, fluoride in the water is certainly another reason. Speaking of lowered IQs, did you see the story about the three dunderhead basketball players that got caught stealing something in China? And had it not been for Trump negotiating with Ping, they would have probably done 10 years in a labor camp?
Yeah, I brought that up. Super Don hadn't heard about that yet. And it's funny. You know what it reminds me of? Remember the movie Groundhog Day?
Yep.
With Bill Murray? And you know, every time he would save the kid that falls out of the tree, right, from breaking his arm.
Yep.
And he'd say, "You haven't thanked me yet." You just, you know, every time he saved, doesn't get any gratitude. And Trump, like, tweeted out, "Do you think these basketball players are going to say thank you?" Which, you know, you doubt it because they're probably not politically aligned with him. But, yeah, how ridiculous is it that you can have three UCLA basketball players go to China and not know, first and foremost, that shoplifting is not a good idea. Second, shoplifting in China is probably way worse. And third, you probably shouldn't even consider it, much less gone to high-end stores, not one, but two, but three, to do this. Yeah,
yeah, so. I mean, yeah, that's the epitome of idiocracy, I guess. So we'll use that term here for those guys. That we were talking about that on a trip up here today. You know, not only did they go to they're stealing in a communist country, they could do hard time if they get caught, but there are three, like, 6'10", 6'8" black dudes in an Asian country. It's like, you think they're not already being watched, and then they're going to go try to steal? That's just, it takes stupidity to another level.
Man, and of course they've come back and they've been indefinitely suspended from UCLA, but they don't know what they're going to do yet. So we'll wait and see what happens there. But my goodness, at this point in time, if you're off to college, I don't think any amount of college is going to help you if you do that.
No. I tell you, it's amazing, especially in light of what just happened a little bit less than a year ago with North Korea and Otto Warmbier, the way that they tortured him and ended up killing him, even though Trump did get him back to the U.S., so he spent a week or two with his parents before he died. He was basically a vegetable because they tortured him. And so, I tell you, the lack of common sense in today's youth is astounding.
Yeah, I you know, people have invited me to go to China. I'm just saying, just because the air is so bad, I don't want to go. I mean, yeah, there's some interesting cultural things there, but there's a lot of risk going there. The closest I got was Thailand, and I had a good experience many years ago. I was up in Chiang Mai for the World Congress of Holistic Medicine, and I got to speak on homeopathy there, and I got to interact with the healers and healthcare people from Asia that I had never even heard of some of the things that they do over there, beyond just what they call traditional Chinese medicine. It's a whole other world. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It is. But you're right. You know, if you're going to go to another country like that, especially one that's a communist country that we know, not necessarily the most humane treatment of prisoners, you know what? Why don't you just put a check on that shoplifting habit and wait till you get back to the United States so they just slap you on the wrist?
Yeah, hit the local 7-Eleven, slip a Slurpee out the back, right? Not advocating any form of shoplifting here, but of course, where do people learn to steal? They learn from government. I'm not kidding. That's where they get to take whatever they want from you, and they get to say, you get to keep X percent every year. You should be happy and grateful. Quit your complaining. Quit your crying.
Well, you know, Robert, you're right. The whole thing is the modern entitlement mentality that we have. Everybody thinks that they're owed something from somebody, and they shouldn't have to work for it, and that if they don't get it, you know, in the upfront way, that they'll just take it. They'll steal it because you owe them, and it's the entitlement mentality that we've had that's just becoming more pervasive now. I think that's a large part of it.
Hey, I got to do a quick shout-out to our friend Sally El Cordy. Remember when we were in New York City, we went out to Long Island, you and I did a lecture presentation a few years back?
Yeah, yeah.
She was the one that sent me this. She asked me, hey, if I send you a T-shirt, will you wear it on the air? I said, of course, Sally. What is it going to say? She says, it's going to say outlaw vaccines. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm there, and it's really cool. I feel like a tough cowboy right now in this shirt.
Love it, love it. That's right up your alley. I wish I could see what you look like in it.
Yeah, I think I said check your wife's phone. I think I texted the picture to her so she could see it. But I like
okay,
it. I need a cowboy cat, a cowboy hat, and some boots to go along with it because it's the style,
okay.
Kind of a Western style. So, folks, we're talking serious health and healing here, but from an outside-the-box perspective. Ty Bollinger, I can't imagine you don't know who he is yet, but he has gone so far outside the box as to transform this planet and the people on it, those who are ready to receive information that is not officially sanctioned or approved of by any government anywhere, which is why it's correct, it's right, it's timely, and it's needed. And we want more information getting out for the folks to make fully informed decisions about their health, about their health care, and about what to do should they be diagnosed with a disease up to and including cancer and beyond. And, of course, if we have the government mandating that you can't know certain things, you can't say certain things, you can't use certain things, it means you are nothing less than or more than medical slaves. Case in point, the woman last hour I talked about in TMB, I don't know if you heard it, we had audio clips from her going to the bus stop, and they're intimidating her with a police officer telling her they're going to send their kid home in a police car, a six-year-old kid, because she's not up to date on his vaccines.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I was listening to that, and that's just sickening that that's actually happening. You know, what you should do in that situation is say, hey, to the policeman, hey, are these vaccines safe? Oh, of course they're safe. I tell you what, why don't you take your weight-adjusted dose while my son takes it, and we'll see if you'll do that. Mm-hmm. And the doctors won't do it, right? That's been a challenge that has been outstanding for several years now. Was from a California nonprofit called the Healthy Men, Healthy Women, I think is the name of it, that have made an offer to take a weight-adjusted dose of vaccines. And I think that the offer is now $100,000, very similar to Bobby Kennedy and De Niro's offer to prove that there's any research that shows that Tamiflu safe. There's also an outstanding offer for a physician to take a weight-adjusted dose of a vaccine. And nobody can take off on it. Wonder why.
Yeah, you wonder why. Well, Ty Bollinger is on the road again with his wonderful family, loving family, and we're going to stick around with him while he's heading up the highway to do more outside the box. We got stories about the FDA. You'll never guess what they've approved now. Yeah, that's right. They know what's in you. Yeah, not just around you and where you live. They know what's in you. How? We're going to tell you coming up on Outside the Box Wednesday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Danby, you know that Super D absolutely loves the organic greens from Organic. He's like, the best ever. I don't have to juice now. I just put this in. I've got juice right there from the powder. And I just got word from my wife that her best friend, you know, who was with us at the Truth About Cancer, her son is now pouring organic greens into his drinks, and he never would do any green drinks before. And she was so excited, she texted my wife and said, this is incredible.
That's awesome. Yeah, the organic greens is the best tasting green drink on the market, I think. So we love it. And it's got a pretty hefty nutritional profile, too. A lot of sprouted, fermented, organic fruits and veggies. So it's awesome. Drink it every day.
Yes, nicely done. And y'all, the archives, we've got loads of interviews now with Doc Newsom, helped to formulate a lot of these things. And it's just fantastic. And if you know, if Super Don loves it and drinks it, it's got to be good. So we got that going on. Check it out, organics.com. Links are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Now, the FDA approved
One of the things real quick, though, that let Super Don know is that you can do organic green enemas, and I know he's a big fan of coffee enemas.
No! Don't tell him that. He might not do it. I don't think he will. No, this stuff tastes too good, but then that's his argument for coffee, too. So, anyway,
okay.
Let him ride. All right, well, maybe we've got some suggestions for the FDA where they can put this. The FDA has approved digital sensor pills for mental health issues, Abilify, MySight for schizophrenia. And it's intriguing to me that the technology, as a kind of a techno nerd, I'm not really smart about these things, but I do get impressed by some of this stuff. But I'm also wary when the federal government gets to track what's going in you, right? It's bad enough that they know what's around you, on you, where you are. Now they want to know, are you taking your drug? How long will it be before they stop you at the school bus street corner with a policeman and a psychiatrist? Excuse me, Ms. Johnson. Our records here on my iPhone show that you did not take your morning medication. Is this going to be a problem? How far? I mean, because who would have predicted that you would have police meeting you on the street corner to find out if your child was vaccine up to date? So don't tell me what I'm saying is too far-fetched.
No, it's not, Robert. It's not too far-fetched at all. But I was watching, I think it was a couple nights ago, I was watching something on a news show about that, that they're going to be tracking to make sure that somehow they can tell if you've taken the medicine or not. You know, how about we turn this around on them and we give all of the geniuses that authored this legislation, let's give them enemas and see if it can test for rectal cranial inversion. How about that?
We think alike, because I was thinking suppositories, but you're on the right track here. I want them to be mandated to take tracking suppositories that don't ever come out. And so we always know where the FDA agents are, so that when they're coming, we can skedaddle, get out and beat, come and check on you, and we're never home.
I think the suppositories, if done properly, would indicate that, yes, 100% of them do have rectal cranial inversion.
Yeah, and it's a little less messy than the enema version. I don't want them spewing stuff out. It's bad enough what they spew out their mouths from the FDA, but I don't want what's coming out their butt.
There you go. I'm with you, man. But no, I mean, all joking aside, I mean, I know that one of the things that Dr. Stani told me a few years ago was that, you know, they're cracking down on the hydrocodone because they're so abused, right? It's the most abused drugs in the United States. And one of the things that they were doing is the doctors that were prescribing hydrocodone were having to test their patients that came back in to get a refill to make sure that they were taking the hydrocodone, because there was such a big market on the black market for it. A lot of people weren't taking it, going and selling it. So, you know, I get the fact that they want to make sure that you're taking the medicine if you need it. Mm-hmm. Not that you necessarily need the hydrocodone, but you know what I'm saying here. That
I do.
That somebody's in pain, that they're not taking it, selling it black market. However, there's a slippery slope that you cross when you get into RFID chips.
Well, even before that, TMB, the slippery slope has been achieved because there's no discussion on a government medical level of the true causes of schizophrenia and different psychiatric disorders, which have more to do with heavy metal toxicity, nutrient mineral deficiencies, and, of course, genuine emotional traumas that aren't addressed through talk therapy, only through drugs. And that makes a bigger mess of it, much less those who have suffered from PTSD. These drugs are taking them out of their minds, whatever they have left, and causing them to do things that they might only think about, whether it be suicidal or homicidal. And so tracking it to make sure that they've taken the pills, I would prefer that they didn't take any of these pills and were addressed a different, more holistic way to detoxify them.
How about CBD?
Yes, amen to that. A little bit of CBD will go a long way for these people suffering with mental and emotional disorders. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box, with Ty Bollinger and Polypharmacy next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our Foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our Allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, drinking my Echo water on the air. Hey, TMV, did you hook up an Echo machine up at your Pittsburgh location? Because I don't like to be without my hydrant water.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, Charlie and I were about an hour ago. We have the machine. We've got to get somebody up here to hook it up for us while we're up here. So, yeah, we will be getting that hooked up sometime soon. But right now, though, I'm just going to... It's kind of sprinkling now, so I can just stick my head out the window to get some good water.
You're going to... No, it's going to be frozen icicles. Don't do that. Not while you're driving. So, I was railing on the doctors last hour, which sometimes I will do, whether it be a vaccine or a drug issue, about how unscientific, how patently, the irony of that word, how patently unscientific they are in their utilization of their prescription pads. There was a story out of England, in the Alliance for Natural Health. You know our friend Rob Burkirk. You've interviewed Dr. Burkirk.
Yeah, they put out Rob from the Global Quest.
Yep, and they put out such excellent research, well-grounded in science, nutritional information. And they're, you know, asking the question, you know, where is the government-sponsored and sanctioned education of people to support their genuine homegrown immune system, right? That innate immune system. It's not there. Now there's another article here out of England. This is in one of the newspapers over there. And this, for our UK Health Radio listeners, this is for you. It says almost half of over 65s in England are taking at least five different drugs a day. That's according to a Cambridge University research study. Now, the question is for Cambridge Institute of Higher Indoctrination, how many of those five drugs have ever been tested with one another? Even two of those drugs have ever been tested together. That's a very inconvenient question to ask your doctor, much less your research institution. Why?
Well, Robert, the reason why that's an inconvenient question is because none of them have been tested to see how they interact together. And that's the elephant in the room, is that the drugs are not tested together. They may be tested separately, and the results of those tests, whether they're safe, we can disagree on that, because a lot of the studies are ghostwritten. They're funded by Big Pharma. They're funded by the very company that's trying to sell the drug. But none of them have been studied to see how they interact together. So that's what they don't want you to. That's the dirty little secret they don't want you talking about, is because the interactions of these drugs. You know, one might be toxic to a certain level, another might be toxic to a certain level, but you put them together, and they're not twice as toxic; they're 10 times as toxic together. And that's what has not been studied. And so, you know, polypharmacy. I was thinking about that. The meaning of that word is many sorceries, right? Poly is many, pharmakeia is sorceries. So it's many sorceries. So, like witchcraft or something. It's like, hey, we're going to put all this stuff together, and it's supposed to cure you, but hey, it's really sorcery. It's witchcraft. It's drugs. Drugs don't make you healthy. Drugs occasionally can be used as a Band-Aid, so for a short-term fix, not even a fix, but a short-term patch, and that's rare. But that's the only place I believe that pharmaceutical drugs have a place. But the problem is, much like antibiotics, other pharmaceutical drugs are just prescribed like candy nowadays, and that's the problem, is we do not know the way that they interact together, but we know that they're toxic.
Well, there you go again, Ty Bollinger, being anti-science.
Yeah, you know, I guess that is anti-science.
Don't you love that? You bring up these inconvenient facts, and like, you're the one who's anti-science. Like, no, where's the study, buddy? Hey, come on, Mr. Dr. PhD, give us the study. Right?
Well, and that's the problem, Robert. When it comes to drugs, they're not studied to see the way that they interact. And when it comes to vaccines, they're not studied to see the way that they interact either. So, you know, we have the two biggest money makers, vaccinations and, you know, prescription drugs, which are, you know, multi-billion dollar industries that are not studied to see if they actually are toxic when given with other of the same category drug or vaccine.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And but here's the question, Robert. Is that a problem to them, or is that part of the business model?
Oops, you asked that. Another inconvenient question. There have been many of those tonight, TMB. You're on a roll here. Now, it's interesting, in this study, which began in the 1990s, tracking these people, 15,000, in fact, older people took part in this long-term health study. And when they began this, 20% of the population at that time who were over 65 were on no drugs. 20%. Okay. Now, what do you think that number is? It's dropped from 20% to a much lower number. What do you think that number is today? And this is out of England.
3%.
I wish it were, actually 7%. 7% now, according to this. So only 7% of people over 65 in England are on no drugs. Now, I like to brag about my mom, Grandma Mickey, here, because she's 83 and on zero drugs. And you've seen her. She goes out dancing. She listens to her son. She watches Ty Bollinger. She's seen all the videos, and she's doing it right. But if only 7% in England, I don't know what the number is in America. We're perhaps even more drugged than in England. Could it be 3% of people over 65 that are on zero drugs? And the max number that they got in this study, it's some of the people that were up to 23 different medication pills per day.
Wow. Wow. That, you know, that reminds me of before my grandmom died, she lived with us for a while. And so each night I'd get together her pills for the next day. She was on so many drugs. I mean, literally dozens of pills for the next day. I think anywhere from 10 to 15 prescription drugs there. And most of those drugs were to mitigate symptoms that the original drugs had caused in her. And eventually we got her off all the drugs, and she began to, you know, her fogginess lifted. She got to a point where she didn't even recognize us because she was so out of it from all the drugs. And we took her off the drugs, and she got a lot healthier for several years till she died. And, and she died at a ripe old age. She was over 90 years old when she died, but at least her mind was there. But when she was on all these drugs, yeah, there were times that she would call me up and she'd say, you know, someone's staring at me. And I want you to come deal with him, Ty. And it turns out she was looking at herself in the mirror, and she didn't even recognize it was herself in the mirror because she was so drugged up from all the prescription drugs. And once we got her off, her mind cleared up. So it's really amazing the fact that you know, you wonder how many people that are elderly are not really sick, but they're just in some kind of a drug-induced sickness.
Yeah, it's a very, very important point to make, and everybody should be observing this as well. Now, at the beginning of this study, they said only 12% of those seniors were on five or more medications, right? They were all on drugs except for 20% then, now 7% now. But only 12% were on five or more. Now it's almost 50%. Almost half of every senior in England is on five or more drugs, and again, upwards of 23 per day. Now, the question is the trend. Is the trend going up in terms of more polypharmacy, or is it going down, less polypharmacy? Of course it's going up. That's what this study shows. So the next question is, in England, and I would say anywhere else where they're attacking homeopathy, why? You've won. What do you care? You know, you want to mandate homeopathy out of existence? We've already lost the battle. You've got old people on 23 drugs. You think that they're now suddenly going to go to homeopathy because you haven't banned it altogether? I mean, that's why, you know, they're never going to be happy, right? Remember Wall Street. How many yachts do you need to water ski behind, right? It is just out of this world outrageous. They want to ban homeopathy from the NHS. Why? Because who's taking it, really? You got the trend all in your direction, Big Pharma. Why should you care about the few percentage of people? Because you don't want anybody to have the freedom to not take your drugs.
Yeah, it's not just about the money. But it's also about removing the freedom to choose. And, you know, that's the old axiom that Rockefeller lived by, that competition is a sin. And so that's what he effectively eliminated through the Flexner Report of 1910. It was the competition that homeopathy and herbalism offered to the drug-intensive style of medicine that we see today. But, you know, it's not like he needed more money. But it was the desire to eliminate all competition so there would be no freedom of choice, so that there was only one way. They don't want one way and a obscure other way that only a few people might choose. They want only one way. That way they're insured all the revenues, and that way they have all the power because people do not have the choice to heal themselves.
Right. And how many people taking multiple vitamin mineral supplements, even if they're not the purest forms that we would like to see, are dying at the rate that they're dying from these drugs on multiple levels? The researchers say that they know that polypharmacy is associated with higher mortality, and that the evidence for combination therapies on the scale that we have seen them in the older population is not good. Okay, that's an understatement. A 2015 study in Spain found those taking six medicines or more daily were nearly three times as likely to die prematurely than those on no drugs at all. And they say that even taking up to five a day increased the danger by an estimated 47%. Folks, drugs do not extend life. They cause a decay. They create more diseases and more symptoms requiring more drugs. Of course, that means more of the money. Whatever you have left is going to Big Pharma, not your children. So there you go. Are you lost? Are you found your way? Where are you, TMB?
I'm back. I just blipped out there for a second. Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, so my question is this, Robert. where are all the healthy people on drugs? So we were down, Charlene and I were down in Orlando a couple weeks ago, and we got a chance to see you and Nance and Casey and Monica and had a great time at that Doctors Who Rock award ceremony. I'll bet you if you lined up the healthiest 30 people there, and there was a lot of healthy people there, but if you lined up the healthiest 30 people there and you asked them, tell me how many pharmaceutical drugs you're on, almost all of them would have said none. So the healthy people aren't taking drugs. And I bet you if you line up the 30 sickest looking people that you can find on the streets and you find out how many drugs they're taking, it's a bunch. So my question is this, where are all the healthy people on drugs? And the answer is there aren't any.
By definition, you put toxic poisons in your body, it's not going to precipitate better health. We get it. I acknowledge it. Dr. Batar has said it. We're not talking about those crises that come about once in a while where you go to the ER room to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's interventions to save your life, but it's not to put you on drugs for life because those are more likely to induce death long term. Folks, be safe out there. We've got another segment of Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links now.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com. Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
I want to say thank you once again to our good friend, activist Sally Elcordi. She called me a few weeks back and said, Robert, would you wear a t-shirt? Because I put out this plea for t-shirts because, you know, I only have so many t-shirts, and now that we're doing this live video feed on YouTube along with our feed on radio with GCN and everywhere, you know, like if I was a woman I would never dress in the same thing twice, but I'm not, so occasionally I will, but it's still more fun to have something new to wear each day. And so Sally came through and she just sent me a t-shirt. It says Outlaw Vaccines. Those of you who listen on radio, you got to see the picture. Well, Super Don, maybe you can grab it and put it in the notes for today too, or it's linked at robertscottbell.com. You can see the video of it, but it's a good looking shirt. And if Sally, if you're selling it and raising money for your activist stuff, I want to put it out there for people to get. I think they'll love it and wear it proudly. TMB, cool, really cool stuff. I love it that people are becoming more brave and bold and outspoken to get right in the bad guys' faces and say, not so fast, folks. You guys that are promoting vaccines do not have the science in support of your effort. You have a religious cult-like ferocity about you trying to mandate injecting toxic poisons, aborted fetal cells, antibiotics, heavy metals, on and on and on, into innocent children, much less adults, moms, dads, grandmas, and grandpas.
I have a great outfit for you. So you're wearing that brown Outlaw vaccine shirt. Get your big brown cowboy hat, a big brown belt, and a big silver buckle that has RSB on it, some brown cowboy boots and some jeans. And then what you can say is that if you try to shoot me with that, I'll shoot you with these guns.
There you go. I like it. Right? We need to come up with a skit that we get to dress up and do stuff like that. That would be hilarious.
You try to shoot me, I'll shoot you with these.
Right. Well, that's the Badnarik famous line. Doc, you bring your syringe, I'll bring my .45. We'll see who makes a bigger hole. Folks, that is not a call to violence, but it is a call to prevent violence. To recognize that the piercing of the skin with a needle containing toxic poisons is a violent act. Vaccines are a violent act against the sanctity and sovereignty of your sweet little innocent babies. Now, if you're an adult and you have fully informed consent and you say yes, okay, I can just say, oh, that's a different story. But that's not what's happening here in America and largely around the world.
No, it's not, Robert. And you know, for the truth about vaccines, I interviewed Allison Fomar, who's an attorney in Chicago, and she mentioned the fact that the very act of vaccinating with a needle piercing the skin is assault and battery. It is the definition of assault and battery would include that. So, in other words, if it weren't the doctor that were injecting the child, if the child were on the street and someone ran up and injected a child with a vaccine, or you, that is, by definition, assault and battery. So every time a vaccination takes place, it's assault and battery.
Yeah. Sally L. Cordy's messaging us. She's now in the YouTube chat room. Sally, hi, we love you. She says, end vaccine violence. I agree, Sally. And I appreciate, and Ty and I both appreciate, love you very much for all that you're doing there in New York and around the world with your media outlets as well. And, again, I can't say thank you enough for getting this shirt made and sending it down to me. I'm wearing it proudly to get the message out. Wherever we need to get it out, we're going to do it. That's why we go outside the box here each and every week. All right, TMB, what other updates we got in the last minute of the show?
Wow, just a minute left. Well, I don't know, man. Nothing really new on the horizon. Just kind of getting ready for the event in Nashville where we're going to be honoring G. Edward Griffin.
Nice.
With the Lifetime Achievement Award. And unlike in the past, how we have awarded multiple people, this one is just dedicated to G. Edward Griffin, Lifetime Achievement Award for the Renaissance Man Award.
Nice.
Because he has sparked a renaissance in truth and light. And so we're just really excited to have G. Edward Griffin at the event and be able to honor him, because he deserves it. And I think, you know, you look at people like him, people like Dr. Brzezinski have paved the way for a lot of what we're doing today. So we're really thrilled to be able to honor Ed Griffin in December.
Are we going to be able to see a live stream if for people that aren't there, or is that going to be videotaped for posterity in the future?
We are going to videotape it and put it on YouTube, but it's not going to be a live stream, but we are definitely going to videotape it and put it up.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so pleased to know that G. Edward Griffin is going to be honored at that event. Folks, I'm going to be up there. We'll take some good pictures, too. And in the meantime, TMB, you, Charlene, and the kids, safe journey, and we'll look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks for the big gala, and make it even more exciting now that I know G. Edward Griffin is going to be honored there. TMB, I'm about out of time. You're out of time. You're almost there at your destination. So tell them what they need to know before we got to go.
Well, you got to remember that the power to heal is yours.
Amen, my friends. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.